Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 26th. It's the final update of the season. Welcome. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here on my own to give you one last update on the season of the feeds, the Big Brother 20 feeds. We had our last night together tonight, last night. The house guests, they toured the house, they hung out, they did nothing of consequence, but I am here in the morning anyway to, just to hang out with you guys. And, you know, I don't know how long this will last, but if you guys want to, join me, you can find me on YouTube. Obviously, the chat is open. You can go ahead and ask me any questions that you want as we close out the season in live feed updates. It's been a great season. It's been so much fun to be here with you guys every single morning. There were some mornings toward the end where there wasn't as much to talk about. That's, you know, that's a thing. But oh my, for the first three-fourths of this season, it just like talking about everything that happened on the feeds, it took up to an hour every single morning, and there was so much to talk about, and so many wonderful things to debate and discuss and analyze, that I've really, really enjoyed this season. And everyone who has been hanging out with me in the mornings here for these live feed updates, you guys are great. You guys are amazing. So I just wanted to come on and say what's up. How's it going? Answer some questions as we wrap this whole season up. Reality Reacts wants to know, what week was the most fun for me to do the daily live feed updates for? That's a good question. You know, I don't even know if I can pick a single week. I think probably obviously it was crazy during the Caitlyn HOH, but I'm going to have to say, man, that's a tough one. There's so many good weeks, in the season. Maybe the Bailey week, with everything like between revealing the power, Bailey going nuts, and Rachel, and then, you know, free that, and then JC flipping his vote, but then the hunt for the Hinky vote the week after was really great. So I don't know. There was a lot. I think some of my favorite moments were JC, you know, pretending that he didn't vote a certain way. I think one of my favorite moments of the season was when Scotty, Haley, Rockstar, Fessy, and JC were all in the Have Not room together going, one of us voted the other way. One of us. Who was it? And JC is like, it wasn't you. Was it you? And nobody could figure out that it was actually JC. I still wish that there could have been some kind of like murder mystery edit to the conclusion to that whole thing where, you know, JC spins around in a top hat and he's got like a pipe and he's like, it was me all along. I really, really enjoyed that one. Justin wants to know, what are the chances Fessy's jury vote is different from Haley's? I don't think it's particularly likely, to be honest. I think Fessy's probably going to vote with Haley. There's definitely a chance. Basically, if Haley goes to Fessy and she's like, sorry, bro, we're not going to be a thing, then he might go a different way. But I don't think Haley's going to do that. And I don't think Fessy's going to do that. Trabian, if I could choose my final three and two from the entire cast, who would they be? Oof. I think if I could have chosen a final three from this cast, I would have chosen Tyler, JC, and Brett. I think that would have been very fun. And then, honestly, Tyler plus JC or Tyler plus Brett, I think would have been a very fun final two. Where like, yeah, cause I just feel like Brett was the quintessential, just like he came in, he didn't know too much, but he had the right attitude. And he really tried hard to learn the game, and he really did learn a lot. And he was, I think the, you know, Tyler and JC were the dynamic duo that really made the season what it was. But Brett is definitely in there with a lot of assisting, in terms of his speeches and his ability to lie. You definitely have to give a lot of kudos to Brett for the entertaining level of the season. Let's see here. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. Can I compare Casey's game to Kevin Martin's? Not really. I don't think they're very similar. Sorry. Let's see. What is the most memorable Big Brother finale for me ever? Most memorable. I mean, trying to think, most memorable finale. It's probably All Stars. But I mean, Big Brother Canada 1 was memorable, but not for good reasons. Big Brother 10 was obviously very, very memorable. Obviously, Big Brother 14, also very memorable for bad reasons, in my opinion. So yeah, some of those. Pierre wants to know, do you think this final three is the best there has been since Big Brother 3? No, I don't think so. I can't think off the top of my head what final three was better, but I'm pretty sure there have been better. Let's see. Big Brother 10 best outcome. Yes. Rank Faute's mistakes. Who did the most damage? That's a good question. That's a good one. That's from username Jax. Faute's mistakes. Who did the most damage to Faute? I mean, I think obviously you gotta go Caitlyn number one. In terms of damage to Faute, she didn't do as much damage to her own game as I think people might think, but she did a ton of damage to Faute. She got rid of Steve, she got rid of Swaggy. Those two things right off the bat were pretty bad. Then I think you have to go Bailey. So Caitlyn, then Bailey. Because Bailey revealing that power, getting herself evicted, you know, when that power really could have saved Faute, that was everything. And I know people are, you know, Fessy's going to be next, don't worry. But I feel like Bailey was in a position where there were still enough Faute members and she had the power where she could have really made a difference. And she really blew that chance. Then you got to go Fessy. For nominating Scotty, which was definitely a terrible move, but they were already on the outs at that point. They were down to three people at best, and they were already in a spot where they were a little bit on the ropes. They were in some trouble anyway. He just kind of tanked any further chance of Faute recovering. So then you go Fessy with that one, and then probably Haley for just letting it all happen. And oddly enough, I think Rockstar is one of the least, you know, I guess Rockstar for giving Tyler the veto, in OTEV. But just in general, Rockstar didn't contribute much. So, that's that. I guess, and you know, obviously Swaggy, you know, trusting Tyler too much, but everyone trusted Tyler too much. So you don't want to give him too much crap for that. All right, Tess wants to know, do you think the jury is really going to be bitter, or are we just assuming because of Big Brother 19? I do think that there is a large assumption being made, largely because of Big Brother 19. I think we're a little more cautious about the fact that, like, will Tyler win because of what we've seen in the past few seasons. And I think that the jury is also going to be a little more inclined to vote in that that kind of way because of what they've seen in the past couple of seasons. So it's a tricky thing. If I could choose my alliance for Big Brother 20, who would I pick? That's an interesting question as well. Obviously, I would not want to be playing against Tyler, but he'd also be dangerous to be have on my team. But he's actually a pretty loyal guy. So, given the fact that like he's basically taken all of his closest allies as far as he can, I'd want to be on Tyler's side. I would also want to be on Haley's side because she's not gonna push back against me when I want to do things. You know what I mean? Like, she's not gonna, I guess she did go rogue that one time and she put Tyler up, but still she was willing to out herself as the hacker in order to save Bailey, her ally. So Haley's somebody I'd want on my team. Fessy is definitely somebody I'd want on my team. Because all I need to do is not be Haley and like stop him from doing dumb things. So I think those four. I would not want JC. I love watching JC, but he is way too unpredictable. And I know that unless he's in love with me, he's going to be stabbing me in the back at some point. Brett is too smart, and obviously then I'd want like Casey. But no, I'd only want Casey again if she's loyal to me, and she wouldn't. She'd be loyal to Tyler, so I would not want Casey. I want Casey gone soon. Those I think those three: Tyler, Haley, and Fessy. And I feel like they'd all, Fessy and Haley, they'd be bigger targets because they're in a showmance. And Tyler's, he's dangerous, but he might also be a bigger target. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when it happens. All right. Stephanie wants to know, if Tyler wins, will he be in the top five winners? The top five winners. Well, let's count the winners. We got Dan, obviously number one. We got Will. We got Derek. And then Andy. He's in the top five there. I do think he's above Hayden. And I think he has a claim. Sorry, Andy. I think he has a claim to be above Andy. So he might be number four. And honestly, depending on how he wins this, I think he has a claim to be number three. But he'd have to win pretty convincingly to be number three, in my opinion. Derek's a tough beat. But I do think that Tyler has faced a lot more adversity than Derek ever did. That's a conversation for the future if Tyler ends up winning. And if he squeezes out a win, if it's like 5-4 and he like barely won, then I don't think he has an argument. Shelley wants to know, do you believe Dr. Will when he says he does not advocate one way or another at the jury roundtable? I actually do believe him. I don't think Dr. Will cares. I feel like Dr. Will would feel it was beneath him to be like, oh no, you should be voting for this person. Like, he's above the fray, Dr. Will. That's what he wants to be. I think that he, for the most part, will be arguing against whatever the general consensus is to mess with people. I think that's, if he has any agenda, it's just a trolling agenda. Nikki wants to know, wait, do you think Tyler should definitely include, or what do you think Tyler should definitely include in his speech, and what should he definitely not say? I think he should definitely talk about being a super fan and how much he hates the game, how much he loves the game, and it's his passion to be here. And I think that he should bring up all of the emotional ties that he has to the game. He should talk about his life. Do a Survivor speech. That they've been doing this on Survivor like the last 15, I don't know, five seasons, where they're like, oh, this is my life story up until this point. Humanize himself. He needs to humanize himself. It's going to be very difficult to do in 2 minutes, but anything you can do to humanize yourself is going to be very, very effective in terms of dissuading a bitter jury from being like, well, I've been dehumanizing you all season long in this jury house. So anything that he can do to humanize himself, anything that he does that that would dehumanize himself, anything that if he goes and he's like, hey guys, you know, is there anything he should definitely not say? He should definitely not go too hard on the jury. He should not be like, hey, I played you. What, like, they want him to own his stuff, but they do not want him to rub it in their face. This is not a rub it in their face jury. I don't think Tyler can do what Andy did. Like, well, of course I lied to you. Why wouldn't I lie to you? And then they clap. Like, this is not that kind of jury. So I don't think he should take that tactic. All right. Let's see here. Nona wants to know, what should Casey say in her speech to persuade the juror, the jurors? So I think that Casey, should also humanize herself, but, I think that what Casey needs to do is, be that sort of plucky underdog. You know, I came here and I won the competitions that I needed to. I got myself here. I got myself to the end here. I was myself. And you know, if you want to reward who I am, then you should vote for me because I came in here. I was myself. I had a strategy right from the beginning that I was going to be loyal and that I was going to, you know, work my way to the end with the people that I cared about. And that's exactly what I did. I accomplished all of my goals to be here and I love every single one of you. And I hope that you reward, this. I hope that you reward, you know, me. And you know, I think that's pretty close to what she'll do. I think that's probably the best that, that we'll get. And I think that's a compelling case. I don't think that she should, you know, talk about her strategy. I don't think she should talk about like, you know, well, me and Tyler, we did this thing and like, boom, we got you, Brett, before you could do anything against us. That'd be very dangerous territory for Casey. Let's see. Southern Charm. Did you see where Casey? Yes. Okay. So there is something to tell you about the feeds. They didn't, it hasn't happened yet, but Tyler and Casey did talk about when should we tell JC about the about level six, about Coast to Coast, essentially about the fact that he's not going to be in the final two. They mentioned that they are going to talk about it today. So some point between either before the feeds cut or after the feeds cut, they are probably going to inform JC, I'm sorry, you're not coming. Day what we had a final two from day one. And it's not going to happen for you. I hope they do it before the feeds cut, but I think they might be doing it after the feeds cut. So that would be, that's unfortunate, but it might be coming. So don't necessarily look out for it, but JC may know his fate prior to what happens here. Let's see. Tracy asks, do you think Tyler hasn't prepared JC yet because he's considering cutting JC or cutting Casey if he wins part three? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. All right. Yeah, I mean, I do think Tyler's going to take Casey. I'm still wondering about like, is this the right move to tell JC ahead of time, especially if he does it with Casey? I don't know if that's going to play very well to JC, but you never know. Amber wants to know, how does Tyler break the news to JC without losing his jury vote? I think it's tough. I think, you know, I think he just has to say, JC, I love you. I've been working with you all this time, but I was also working with Casey. I made a final two with Casey before I even made a final two with you. I've been working with her all this time. I'm so sorry. But you know, we're in a position where you have done so much in this game. You are a beast. And I think that I can beat Casey. I think that, you know, she hasn't really done anything in this game. And like, yes, she is likable, but you know, I've had a final two with her from day one, and you know, it having to choose between you is so difficult, and I just feel like I have a better chance of beating her. I'm so sorry. You know, I really wanted to get to the end with you, but it's I love this game, and I have to do what's best for me. And I think like, I have to do what's best for me. I think that's the thing that JC is going to be like, I can kind of understand that, but he will be like, no, you're dumb. You're not a brainer. Casey's going to beat you. Stop being dumb. Shut your mouth. But you know what? I think it's a really hard sell, really. No matter what he says, because JC is going to be not only hurt, but he's going to disagree with the decision, and he's going to be upset, and he's going to be embarrassed. And, it's bad all around there. Let's see. Maximama wants to know, would I rather fight one human sized JC and be done with it? Or do I like the current size JC? And would I like my relationship to stay the same with JC? I like the current JC. Which Big Brother 20 house guest will be the first to get into a Twitter fight with Elena? Bailey or Rockstar? Not a brainer is one of my favorite things to come out of the season, says Anze. Good call. Yes, they did decide, and this is what I'm saying, that Tyler should tell him alone, but he is going to be talking to JC with Casey, which might be a mistake. Might be a bad thing. Starlet wants to know, do you think if Tyler took Sam to the final two, would she have had any chance of winning? There's no way she could get 5 votes. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough call. It depends, of course, on how she gets there. Did she get there because she won some competitions, or did she get there because Tyler stabbed and slashed his way through level 6? Or did she get there because level 6 made the mistake of letting her get through the cracks? If it's level 6 made the mistake of letting Sam get through the cracks, then I feel like Tyler would be able to easily beat Sam. In those other circumstances, he does have to contend with a potential bitter jury in the same way that he would up against Casey or JC. And so I think that she would maybe have less of a shot than somebody like JC. But I mean, it's a dangerous position anyway. I think you got Sam, I think you got Bailey and Rockstar still as votes for Sam. And then anyone that's like really pissed off at Tyler, for taking Sam to the end from level 6, they're gonna probably be votes for Sam. I do think that, you know, Tyler, essentially, he's always going to need Haley at this point. That's really the key vote. And I do think he would get Haley with Sam there. But you know, it's a tricky call. I do think that he probably should have taken Sam further, especially because, like, what is her final speech going to be? It's not going to be winning anyone over. So, you know, we'll see. Stacked wants to know, don't you think Tyler learned from Paul about bitter juries and will not make those mistakes? Yeah, I mean, I don't think Tyler's made any of Paul's mistakes. I talked about on the roundtable last night, I don't think Tyler has made jury management mistakes. I think that if he loses this game, it was a strategic error in allowing Casey to get as far as she did. And even then, like, there wasn't a whole lot he could do, even if he wanted Casey gone, because she did happen to win out, you know, a final four. He didn't really have a chance to get her out. He did need to get Brett out before her. So he kind of got unlucky with the final four situation, but really, for the most part, I think that it was just kind of a miscalculation. I do feel like maybe he should have kept Sam in a little bit longer, made a couple of different decisions in terms of the boot order. But I do think that, you know, it's, I don't think Tyler has made jury management mistakes. I think that if he loses to Casey, it's really just a matter of like, unlucky that Casey was the one that won the competitions and stayed in, and you ended up in the final two with her, because you just couldn't end up beating her. Because as I talked about last night, it's like, there is no winner in the history of Big Brother that could beat every single person that they sat next to in the final two. You know, there's always somebody that can beat you. And it's, you need to not be sitting next to the people that can beat you. And, you know, Tyler's person was Angela, and Angela being forced out at Final Four was just really bad luck for him, in the same way that, Gen City essentially gets forced out in Big Brother 14, which is really bad luck for Dan. All right. Mikiel wants to know, what will I be doing on my hiatus after Big Brother? I'll be on Twitch. You can hang out with me on Twitch. We'll have some fun. I'll be playing some games. We'll do some social strategy Sundays. I'll talk about movies and TV shows. We have a lot of fun on Twitch. You can find me twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Join the robot army. Hang out there. And the Taren show will resume as well. There'll be plenty of stuff, and we'll talk about Survivor. There's plenty to talk about. If you're saying, you know, you're gonna miss me, you don't have to miss me. I'll be around. Don't worry. I'll be playing Spider-Man. Yes, Amber. Captain Crunch says, who's likely to pull a Topaz, if at all? I think Sam. Sam could pull a Topaz. It's possible. And for those that don't know, pulling a Topaz means accidentally voting for the wrong person. I could see Rockstar doing it too, actually, like, so blinded by, like, hatred, like, Tyler, you are a straight white male and I would never cast my vote for you. Meanwhile, putting in the Tyler key. Let's see. Have we addressed the fact that Julie might be signing off for good tonight? Asks RB Dark. It's possible. This might be Julie's last show, which would certainly be the end of an era. But it's hard to know. I wish I had more information, but I really don't. So I'm not sure what else I can do but speculate. Will she? Won't she? Let's see. Stan asks. He shouldn't, but will Tyler bring up Angela during his speech or his questions? He might. He might. I do think it's possible. It would not be good. Do I play Rocket League? I have played Rocket League. I'm not great at it, but I have played it. I will, of course, be back next year. As long as Big Brother's back and I'm around, I will be here. I will update you. Big Brother Celebrity should hopefully be coming in a few months, I guess. I don't know. They haven't really announced a start date as far as I'm aware. But I'll be here for Celebrity. We'll do live feed updates every day, and we'll talk about the show and everything. So we'll have fun with that. Then we'll have Big Brother Canada 7. And then, again, hopefully, Big Brother 21 next summer. We'll have some fun. And if you haven't checked out any of those shows, I really do highly recommend it, especially Big Brother Celebrity. It's very short. It's very, fun. It's like a bite-sized Big Brother. It's fun-sized Big Brother. It's really, 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 really entertaining. And then Big Brother Canada is a whole other beast, and it has a whole other sort of, the casts are always really good. The twists are not. But if you join me for the live feed updates, that's really where for me the fun is, because the live feeds tend to be really good on Big Brother Canada. So I really do recommend you check it out. Even if you're just following along through the live feed updates, if you don't feel like trying to figure out how to watch the show itself isn't always that worth it. So, just hang out with me in the live feed updates. We'll have some fun. Kem wants to know, will it help Tyler win if he wins the final HOH and takes Casey? No, I think it will be bad. I think that he should throw the HOH and let Casey take him. Because not only does that help retain JC's vote, but it also reinforces the idea that, wow, Casey is really just choosing Tyler over anyone. She already evicted Angela, the sure win, over Tyler. And now she's taking Tyler to the final two. Tyler really must have had a really good hold on her. Shelly wants to know, will the LFC re-rank seasons and winners now that we have 20 seasons in the off season? I think so. I think it's time. The last time we ranked the seasons, I think, was either right after or right before the Big Brother 17 season. And so there's plenty to talk about in terms of ranking. But we will also do a wrap up for the season where we try to place this season and place the winner in the proper context. So that will be good as well. Will I reach out to Sam about joining the Robot Army after the show? Look, she'll have a chance, but you got to hang out. I don't know if she's a Twitch person. She hasn't owned a computer, I think, in 5 years or something, she said. So if you're not on Twitch, you can't be part of the Robot Army. Sorry, Sam. Will there be an LFC Survivor draft? There might be. If Brent and Melissa are into it. But we would, of course, have to do it, after the first few episodes, because having edited the wonderful First One Out series, I am, of course, spoiled on the first boot. So can't do any drafts until the spoilers are gone. Will we have postseason interviews on RHAP since Rob isn't doing backyard interviews? I hope so. I mean, I would love to talk to a lot of these people. You know, I have lengthy notes on all of, you know, JC, Casey, and Tyler's games. So I'd love to talk to all three of them about their game. I'd love to talk to Brett. I would love to talk to Fessy. As long as he doesn't want to murder me. I think obviously I'm gonna try and do a Taran show with Caitlin. So plenty of people I want to talk to. Will the Taran show be back? Yes, it will. The Adventures of Kate wants to know, how can we follow you along during the show / after? If you mean Big Brother Canada, just in general, if you want to follow me, I tweet out most of the things I do on Twitter at Armstrong Taran. So, you know, even if you don't have a Twitter, just you can like make one and, you know, use it to, or just like, you know, just look at my Twitter feed. At this point, I'm mostly just tweeting about the things that I'm doing. So it's a good way to keep track of what I'm doing and, you know, where I am. So, you can do that. I'm unfortunately not great at social media in general, so I'm not really, I mean, I have an Instagram account, but I haven't posted anything there. So it's a thing. Captain Crunch wants to know, will there ever be a roundtable live feeds? Will there ever be LFC roundtable live feeds with Brent, Melissa, and me? What would be LFC roundtable live feeds? Just like the footage of Podcast House in New York or something? I don't know. Who do I think will be the returning players of the season? I think Tyler, especially if he doesn't win. I think JC has a shot, but I know production doesn't like him very much, so that might not work out for him. Haley for sure. Brett for sure. And hopefully Caitlin, although her recent attitude has been a little shaky there. Let's see. Means LFC for BB Canada. There will of course be LFC shows for Big Brother Canada. Can I do
can you do one last Fessy impression? Like, come on. It's like all I want. Why how come you're not doing enough Fessy impression?
I wonder how Fessy would react to me doing a Fessy impression too. All right. So here we go. That's really that's what we got for you today. The house guests, they're having some fun. I do enjoy the this final three. They're really kind of enjoying themselves in the house, even though they've got nothing to do. They've been trapped inside for like 2 weeks. They haven't been able to go into the backyard. So there's some crazy stuff going on in that house, and they're making the most of it. It's really a bittersweet time. The season is coming to a close. It's been a while since it's really felt like, you know, man, it's coming to an end, and we all love it. And you know, we're reminiscing in memory lane. So. You know, the feeds will go down very soon. I forget the exact time, but somebody in the chat probably has it for me. I think something like maybe 1 Eastern Is that right? Maybe. If you want to, you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I will probably go live and we'll watch the end of the feeds together. If you guys are interested in doing that, I will also be live tonight during the finale, on Twitch to watch the finale with you guys. So that should be interesting. And then after the finale, RHAP, we'll all come back. We'll talk about what happened. We'll talk about the winner. We'll recap what's been going down. So there's plenty to talk about today. I'm going to be streaming in one form or another for many hours of the day today. So if you're interested, you can find me on Twitch. You can also follow me on Twitter to keep track of what I'm doing. And then, of course, the podcast tonight will be live, and we'll talk about all of that great stuff. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the season. I hope you guys have enjoyed these live feed updates. I know that people get heated over the course of the season. You got your favorites. You got your idea of what you want to have happen. But I think the important part is that we're all able to come together on these live feed updates, and just have some fun. We're just having fun with Big Brother because it's such a great show. And you morning update people, you guys are great. You guys are amazing. I could not do this without you. So thank you so much for the whole season. And I'm gonna miss it. Big Brother 20. It's been a wonderful time. So thank you all. And I will see you next season.